Well, okay. He's not the only reason. I'm just jittery about everything that is set to happen at school today. This is going to be a big day for me. A day of firsts. I'm going to have my first piece published in the school newspaper. A poem about Indigenous Peoples Day. It's personal and meaningful and important to me. As a descendant of the Upper Skagit Indian tribe, I also think it's better than any English assignment I've ever turned in. I'm proud and nervous and excited and scared to see it in print. My stomach does somersaults whenever I think about my classmates reading it. So far, the only people who have read it are my best friend, Hanan, since she is one of the newspaper's editors, and the whole thing was sort of her idea, and Miss Rue, the language arts teacher who oversees the production of the Shorelands Times. Then my mom begged to read it. She and Auntie Jess and Uncle Kenji and Grandpa all teamed up and convinced me to read the poem aloud at the dinner table while they listened and nodded, their brown eyes all bright with pride. Mom even wept a little bit. She's sentimental like that. And by the end of it, they all whistled and cheered, chanting my name as I blushed and cringed away from their attention. It was loud and silly and embarrassing, but I was grateful. My family made me feel like I'd done something big, something significant. I wonder what my English teacher will think of it. Mr. Holt awards extra credit points to his students whose columns are selected for the school newspaper. He leads class discussions about each piece, too. I'm nervous, knowing that he will call on me, knowing that he will advertise my article to everybody, knowing that he might even ask me to recite it. But I already know exactly what I want to say. I have it all planned out in my mind, just like my plan for Ryan. I met Ryan Thomas in the Gamer Club. Our club meets after school on Tuesdays in the computer lab under the supervision of Mr. Lee, the video production teacher. At our very first gathering, Mr. Lee had us pull chairs away from the banks of computers to sit in a circle and introduce ourselves. He also asked us to list our favorite games or describe our favorite types of games. "I'll go first," Mr. Lee said happily. "I love strategy games, anything that requires me to think two steps ahead of my opponent." My head spun with possible responses, but as each person shared, I started to wonder if I'd made a mistake joining this club. It seemed like everyone else was more serious about gaming than I was. In their introductions, the other kids boasted about their high scores and personal records, their amateur tournaments and league competition championships. Many used language and acronyms I'd never even heard of. FPS, MMO, RPG. Meanwhile, the only real response I could think of was, "I like games because they're fun." Then Ryan's turn came. "Hey, I'm Ryan," he said. He ruffled his blonde hair as he spoke, running his fingers through the bangs that swooped across his forehead. "And I'll play anything, as long as it's fun. I'm just here for a good time. I like a lot of sports games. I play baseball and skateboard in real life. I also like stuff that scares me. That might sound weird, but whatever." He gave a rueful grin, and a few of us around the circle, myself included, smiled back at him, nodding. "Games with zombies, evil wizards, apocalypses, that sort of thing. Oh, and I love Spacefaring Wanderers. That one's my favorite right now." Mr. Lee thanked him for sharing, and my gaze lingered on Ryan. Golden-haired, green-eyed Ryan. It was still the beginning of the school year, and he looked like he'd spent the entire summer outdoors. His skin was so deeply bronzed, his suntan flaking around his elbows. His feet were fidgety beneath his chair, his fingers plucked at a beaded purple bracelet on his wrist. Suddenly, it was my turn to speak. I cleared my throat and stared down at my hands, feeling uneasy with everyone's eyes on me.